Now, Carl Levin of Michigan, Democratic Senator and Chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Senator Levin, UN Senator Warner needs 60 votes to avert a filibuster and get a vote on this resolution. First, how many votes do you have against cloture, and how many votes do you think you'll have in the end in favor of the resolution?
I really don't know. Senator Warner modified his resolution, and I co-sponsored it because I think it was significantly an improvement over his first one. It still has that main point that the Senate disagrees with the plan to augment our forces by 21,000, and that is, to me, the most critical decision that the Senate's going to be making. I believe a majority of the Senate disagree with the President's plan to increase troops in Iraq. I don't know whether or not that would reach 60, which would be necessary if, in fact, this gets to the point where it's going to be filibustered, or could be filibustered.
60 is what you need to avert a filibuster. Now, you're getting criticism from all sides here. The White House says you're sending mixed signals to our troops and our enemies. Is it mixed signals to say, on the one hand, we send off General Petraeus to lead the effort in Iraq, on the other hand, we oppose the plan that he is going over with to implement?
No, I think it's an important signal that we have a responsibility to send if we believe it. We owe our troops everything. We owe them all of the equipment that they need. We owe them the training. We owe their families the support. We also owe them our best judgment. And the judgment of the, I think, majority of the Congress is that putting greater emphasis on military solutions. Adding troops is not what is needed. What is needed is for the Iraqi political leaders to step up to the plate and to reach a political settlement, which they promised over and over again they would reach relative to sharing resources and power, that they have failed to carry out.
Now, by getting a great number of Republicans, there are a considerable number of Republicans on the resolution bandwagon here, it appears that you've bumped a couple of Democrats off. Senator Chris Dodd of Connecticut held a news conference today, said while he will vote for cloture, it'll be one of those 60 votes, he can't vote for this resolution, in part because rules out any use of the power of the purse here, and he feels it to be hypocritical to vote for this now and then come back in a few months later and then vote to use Congress's power of the purse against the war policy.
Well, it doesn't rule out the use of the power of the purse. It says that we would not use the power of the purse in terms of funding troops in the field. And it's very clear. It's specific. It says troops in the field are going to be supported. It does not say that the power of the purse would not be used to prevent an increase in the number of troops. And by the way, there's other ways beside the power of the purse to address troop levels. You can just have a cap on troop levels without sending a message to the troops that we're not going to fund them.
But, and this is, Senator Dodd has a couple of other objections, but it also says this recommendation shouldn't be interpreted as precipitating any immediate reduction in or withdrawal of the present level of forces. If a senator believes there should be a phased redeployment starting right now, should he vote for this resolution?
Sure. There's nothing in this resolution that says one way or the other on that question. It says don't interpret this resolution as that. That's a different resolution. If somebody wants to offer that resolution, I've offered a resolution with Senator Jack Reed, which says that we should begin to have a phased reduction of American troops from Iraq in 4 to 6 months. There's nothing in this resolution that is inconsistent with that. There's nothing in this resolution that addresses the issue one way or the other.
You said before you don't know how many votes you'll have, but would you hope to see a significant majority of the Senate behind this resolution as broad as it is?
Well, of course, we would hope for a majority. We hope we can stop the filibuster, which the Republican leaders have threatened here. This is such a powerful message that there's a filibuster threat that's out there against it. For those people who don't think it's strong enough, they should take that into consideration, that the White House strongly objects and that the Republican leader has suggested, at least at some point a few weeks ago, that he would filibuster this kind of amendment.
Well, Senator Levin, thank you very much for talking with us today. Carl Levin, Democrat of Michigan, the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee.